Everybody knows the story by now. Millions of bad mortgage loans started a chain reaction that brought down financial institutions all over the world. And these loans are still creating huge losses for U.S. banks. Yet some investors are jumping at the opportunity to buy these loans. WNYC's Lisa Chow reports on entrepreneurs who are convinced they can make money buying the stuff that's killing the bank's balance sheets.
You're about to listen in on a business pitch.
That one's mine, right?
I'm at a diner in New Jersey with three guys sitting at a corner booth.
We're really seeing some incredible opportunities in the residential arena.
That's Raj Bhatia. He's been making money in real estate since the 1990s. His business has been developing and selling high-end properties in Manhattan and Connecticut. Now Bhatia is teaming up with his mortgage broker, Albert Behin, to start a new company.
And we got together and basically said, you know, there's going to be some tremendous opportunities buying some of this residential debt that I basically, you know, helped create over the past 6, 7, 8 years.
Behin knows financing. He used to lend people money to buy their homes, and then he'd sell those loans to banks. Now, as banks are under pressure to unload this debt, he and his partner Bhatia think they can buy it at a discounted price.
There's opportunities to buy this debt at anywhere between, you know, 20 to 40 cents on the dollar.
Residential debt.
Investors like Behin and Bhatia, with contacts to hedge funds and banks, are trolling for bundles of these discounted mortgages. In these bundles, a home mortgage that was, say, $100,000 is now being sold for $20,000. And that point is not lost on Bennick Oster, the other guy at the table. Oster made millions helping banks underwrite commercial loans in the U.S. and abroad. He cashed out at the right time. And now the partners are pitching Oster to invest in residential debt.
Hypothetically, I've got $5 million I'd like to put in. How much are you buying? How many loans are you getting for $5 million?
I'm going to make it very easy for you. Average loan figure, $300,000 to $350,000. Okay. Figure one-third of the price of that is, do the math, you're under 50 loans on $5 million, a little under 50 loans.
That's 50 loans connected to 50 houses, where people signed a mortgage, agreed to the terms, and can no longer meet them. That means people facing foreclosure and possibly eviction. The business partners are focused on buying mortgages like these in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
And we're going to be dealing with it on a loan-by-loan basis. Let's call these people. Let's talk to them and say, you know what? We understand you're in a bad position. Let's take a look at what you can afford, and maybe we can cut your payment down, you know, somewhere between 30 to 50% of what you owe right now.
But Behin says that is only going to work in a quarter of the cases.
Unfortunately, we're in a situation where a lot of these people won't be able to even afford that.
But this way they keep their house.
This way they do, but I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of people will not be able to. May not want to. Even if you cut the payment from where 50% of where it is, they might not be able to afford that. That's how bad of a mess we're in. So,
if Behin and Bhatia can't work out the loans with the homeowners, Behin says they'll offer the homeowners cash to leave. If that doesn't work, they'll continue down the path of foreclosure. In either of these cases, the business partners will own the house themselves to rent it out or sell it, depending on how the local housing market looks.
They will be foreclosed on whether we talk to them or not.
Raj Bhatia.
And then a phone call to the sheriff's or marshal's office evicts them out of the home. Now, that's obviously if they don't want to leave. Being able to talk to the individual and work things out is a bonus in this situation.
But he says going door to door won't be easy.
This is not sitting at a computer screen and hitting a few keys and walking away saying, wow, we had a good day.
Not buying a bond at five and selling it at six.
Bhatia used to run a hedge fund.
My fellow Ivy League MBAs think I'm nuts because I'm going to get dirty. I'm going to have to get dirty now, you know. And I love that. I've been doing that for years. In 96, I bought apartments in Manhattan. I renovated them. I had crews. I do that in Connecticut. That, to me, connects you with the product.
20 minutes into the pitch, Bennick Oster asks the money question. If he invests, what kind of returns could he expect buying these bad loans?
I know it's a hard question, but it depends on the pool, depends on the bargain, depends on the deal.
It depends, and I think there's going to be an evolution of what to expect. We have our model and everything, and I could send it over to you, but I think that realistically, over, 15 to 18%, this is not rocket science, what we're doing. At the same time, it's not just a numbers game. It's really, you got to be out there, and you got to work, and you got to go and deal with every single loan is a problem.
How much product are you seeing? I mean, that's the big question. I mean, if someone gave you $100 million,
yes.
Is there enough product out there?
Yes.
Are you just saying that?
No, not at all. There's $7 trillion of mortgages underwater right now. We feel that over the next 6 to 8 months, there's going to be that number is going to go up significantly.
So I ask Oster whether he's sold on the idea. He says if the partners can buy the mortgages at the right discounted price, he'd invest.
This is my favorite type of deal. I don't do that much risk, and there's some upside.
Ann Oster says the plan presents opportunities in today's financial crisis.
From a pure, unemotional business perspective, this business becomes more interesting the longer the market stays bad.
Because, Oster says, if housing prices continue to fall and unemployment continues to rise, there will be more mortgages in trouble and homeowners more desperate to accept a deal. I then asked the business partners, who are used to dealing in the world of million-dollar homes, whether they think this foreclosure venture is risky. Nobody knows how long the recession will last or how low housing prices will fall. Battia plays down the risk.
If I'm buying mortgages 25, 30 cents on the dollar in a product that I understand and have worked with for the last 10, 12 years, I know what I can do with that product if I own it. I feel like the risk is very low.
And his partner Behin says, as they make money, they're also helping move these stuck mortgages through the system, something the banks and so far the government haven't been able to do. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.